Hello, this is Dr. Finn and Goldsworth, dictating an osteoport. I'm Timmy Hatchell. Date of birth 1/28/1976. Date of procedure June 25th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goldsworth. Referring physicians, Dr. Drew Reynolds. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, chemical biopsy polypectomy. This indication is diarrhea, comma, blood in the stool, comma, abdominal pain, comma, dysphagia. Description, procedure, informed consent, pain, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy or else the patient. The patient is rested in endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care, well-lubricated on the studio. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardio. Air resection from the stomach or oroscope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. A well-lubricated limb studio colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice. The cecal valve comprises the folds. Period. Terminal aneurysm is intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, at least cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well done. Any complications, findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of the dysphagia. Next slide. There was evidence of a regular Z-line at 38 centimeters from bipolar, comma, biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line, overall widely patent esophagus, no evidence of Schottky's ring. Next line, 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, mild gastric erythema. Mild patchy gastric erythema was noted. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of an approximately 7-millimeter gastric antral polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 6 gastric body polyps ranging in size from 5 to 8 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, overall, the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology for celiac disease. Next line, there was an approximately 1-centimeter D3 nodule that was biopsied extensively for further evaluation. This did have a yellow hue and did appear lipomatous. Next line, unremarkable major papilla. Next line, there was no evidence of any ulcers noted on this exam. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon given the history of diarrhea. Next line. Go back and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line. There was 8 rectal sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters that were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a descending colon, approximately 8 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon, diminutive sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 7 sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters. Most of these polyps appeared hyperplastic. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and moderate in size and appeared hypervascular. Next line. There was evidence of external skin tags noted. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Pending biopsies of the esophagus may need barium esophagram plus minus manometry for further evaluation of the dysphagia. Next line. Continue PPI daily. Next line. As patient, continue PPI daily as patient notes that he only takes PPI 2 times a week. Discussed importance of taking it 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, consider hemorrhoidal banding in the office. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending pass. Next line, pending biopsies of the gastric polyps will determine repeat endoscopy. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.